Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year, something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com, SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Guys, I have to tell you about my man, Dr. Linville. And if you have, if your hair's disappearing, doesn't really matter what age you are, and you don't like the way you look, tell you where I was like, okay, it's time to shave it. It looks awful. And I looked into all kinds of things. And I talked to Dr. Linville, and I said, this is for me, because he had it done himself. It's a neograft procedure. He extracts the individual follicles from the back of your head and puts them to where you're thinning. And he can even redraw your hairline, which he did mine. And if you want to know if it works, all you have to do is go to Twitter. And I retweeted what he put out. I didn't realize how bad my head was before I had this done. And we're not there yet. I mean, I'm still a couple months away, but it looks fantastic. And I feel better about myself. I love the fact that I have hair again. All you have to do, if you're curious about it, you've been on the fence about it, go take a look at that picture and then go to 975hair.com. And they're gonna give you a big discount on your consultation. Just go talk to them. Find out what it's about. It can change your life. 975hair.com. Get your hair back.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The biggest overreaction in sports is the day after somebody does something great is to say, oh, this is one of the all-time great performances. Drew Brees did last night. I think you actually have to have that conversation.
Pretty ridiculous. The problem with him is he played in an era where he was basically always overshadowed by Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
I think that's fair.
But I don't think that should necessarily diminish his greatness.
Are the Colts going to have to move on from Brisket?
No.
He has been awful for the last month.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just growing pains. He's a young dude. I don't know why Frank Reich is so enamored with him, because I look at him, I think he's good. I don't know that he's a franchise guy, but he's basically said that this is his guy.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. Know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments in the chat. And if you missed the first 2 hours, well, shame bell for you, because those were a really good 2 hours for a Tuesday, I think.
Are you going to watch the new Star Wars?
Honestly, I've kind of been out on that. And I saw a story where J.J. Abrams is kind of terrified, which that doesn't make me feel good about it, because you know, obviously, it's this part of the trilogy has not been as good. Now, billions of people are watching it. Financially, it's done fine, but I think critically, it's been pretty eh. So, I don't know. I don't plan to watch it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I will eventually watch it, I guess. Probably when it comes to cable. I'm not even going to do it on pay. But I am going to watch that Mandalorian, because I've had a lot of people tell me that's good, and I just haven't hooked up to Disney Plus yet.
Well, I've apparently got tickets on Sunday. We're going to see my wife's family, and they decided that that would be a good family outing. Would be going to watch.
Yeah, well, you
Star
got
Wars.
Kids, and that makes a lot more sense.
I'm with you. I haven't cared about it in a while. Like, I've watched them, but I've been like only moderately interested. I haven't paid to go see one in a theater certainly in a while. But the Adam Driver, the guy that plays Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with him?
Yeah, I'm familiar with the character. I've seen the first two. And that's part of the problem, I guess, is I just don't like any of these actors.
Well, Adam Driver says he has a phobia of hearing himself or seeing himself acting. And he did an interview on NPR, and like they started the interview with a clip from this movie he's in called Marriage Story. And he like freaked out and left the studio and didn't come back.
That's weird.
That's super weird.
I mean, I don't think it's that weird to not want to see yourself or hear yourself.
I mean, I don't really like hearing myself. Like, when we listen back to shows, I'm like, that doesn't even sound like me, but it's me.
Well, like when we do videos, for instance, I don't like to go back and watch them.
Oh,
I don't want to see myself on there. So I get that. I'm not phobic about it, though. It's like if it were playing in front of me, if Aaron said, all right, I'm putting the video on just to show you guys. Okay. I'd be like, oh, the hair looks good, but the rest of me looks like garbage. Yeah, and a couple people are asking about the hair, and I'm like, dude, I'm going to grow this out as long as I can. It's going to grow a little more, and then I'm going to get it trimmed. But I'm going to grow it as long as I can, then I'm going to dye it jet black just so AJ has something to make fun of.
That was the best.
And I'm going to look like Joey Ramone. Fat Joey Ramone. That's going to be me. That's my goal.
Pretty much my favorite day.
I want to look like the failed old rock and roll guy, because that's me.
When you came in here acting like nothing was weird at all, but your hair was like, I mean, I've never seen such a dark-colored black. That was unbelievable.
And I wasn't wearing a hat that day either, which made it worse.
And I told Jong before the show started, I said, don't say a word. Don't you say a word until these mics come on. And I pretended like nothing was wrong.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? Yeah, and I'm like, I know this is coming, right? Because I'm not stupid.
You've worked with me long enough.
It's like, I'm just like, okay, I prepared for this. I don't know what I'm going to say because everything he says is going to be absolutely correct, and there's not a damn thing I can do about it. But yeah, it's just got to even out a little more. I mean, it's probably about 2 months away from being where it's going to be. But yeah, I'm gonna, and then I might even grow a beard so I can look like just, you know, old.
I thought
disgusting.
You can't grow a beard.
Well, if I'm going to dye the hair, I'll dye the beard.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can grow a beard. It's five different colors. It's like there's gray, there's brown, there's black.
Yeah, mine's just like gray and brown.
Hmm.
But
yeah, but as you get older, there's more of the gray. But there's even like a red color that comes in. It's really strange. Because like, I don't know if you've noticed the last few weekends.
Well, your hair is the same way.
It kind of is, yeah. There's like patches of different colors. Yeah. But I've kind of tried.
You're like a calico.
Yeah. But I've been kind of growing the beard out for a few days, a couple times a month, just to see what it, you know. And I get the same result every time. It's like it'll look good when it's kind of 5 o'clock shadowy, but then once the colors start popping in, it's like, ugh.
You need Just for Men.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't endorse them. If they want to send me some product, I'd be happy to talk about it.
I mean, is that the only time you use products if they endorse you?
Pretty much. Well, no, I don't. I'm just not going to give them credit. I'm not going to get on air and...
No, you don't have to, but I'm just saying you should use them.
Well, there's also like Grecian. There's all kinds of stuff. I don't have to just use one unless they want to, you know. We're not communists here, AJ.
I know, but I mean, kind of greedy here.
Well, so what? Greed is good. Didn't you watch Wall Street?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, greed is good. Somebody asked what your thoughts on Jack Ryan season 2. I think we talked about that at 5:15.
I just said it was good. Yeah. I mean, I liked the whole. I mean, the ending kind of was slightly predictable,
but it was like, if you like Tom Clancy at all,
it was a Tom Clancy.
It was just
show. Vintage
Tom Clancy.
Yeah, and I'll watch season 3.
The only thing I will say, it was a vintage Tom Clancy with more deaths, because most of his good guys don't die. And there were some deaths in this one of key characters.
I like when good guys get, you know, like when they die.
Yeah, I like a little bit.
I like it when any key characters die. I just think it makes the show more interesting.
Yeah, well, especially when you don't see it coming.
Yeah.
I'm always a big fan of that. And if you can pull it off, it means you've got enough good characters.
I also have a little bit of TV news. You talked about what you've been watching. I've got news about what I haven't been watching.
Yes.
I realized that The Walking Dead's been on. And
uh-oh.
I didn't realize this, but I looked at my DVR and there's like a bunch of episodes there, but they haven't even been clicked on. Like, they're still in bold print, so my wife's not interested. I think I may be out of this thing.
God, you're only like 6 years behind me on
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know.
Good for you. You know what? It sometimes you just have to rip the scab off.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. I'm not going to say anything about it. I'm just hoping that, like, eventually
you just look up
the
and
DVR fills up and it's just gone. Whoops.
My latest comfort food TV is I've been watching that Chicago PD, which I think I'm almost completely caught up on. I don't know why I like it. There's like the acting's not great. And I think I told you the main guy, you can't even understand him. He just, all right, we're going to go out and shoot these guys. Yeah. But for some reason, I'm mesmerized by it. Because basically, you know what it is? It's a less good Bosch. Because it's a cop who kind of breaks the rules, but he gets results. So they kind of get away with it. It's just not as well done as Bosch. And I love Bosch. So it's like Bosch or Longmire or Luther, only done for network TV, and the acting's not as good.
All right.
Other than that, but Deacon said, that's the most millennial thing I've ever heard. A professional actor gets triggered by watching his own craft.
That's crazy.
How does he create his performance or tweak body language and facial expressions? White millennial privilege, I guess.
Like, don't you have to watch dailies when you make a big movie? Like, they bring you in and they're like, hey, this is what we like. This is what we want to have better. But everyone says that guy is like a really great actor. And I watched that first Star Wars that he was in.
No.
And I was like, this dude is like really unbelievable to me as a bad guy. Like, I'm not terrified of him at all. Like, I remember when I was a kid watching Darth Vader and being like, oh my God, what a great bad guy. I mean, he was just, he was evil.
And
this guy just.
And one of the worst.
He just seemed emo.
Yeah, one of the worst things ever was Darth Vader turning good at the end. That just ruined everything for me.
Yeah.
He was the greatest villain, I think, in movie history for a long time. Now, I think there's been a lot of good ones since then. Like, I think the Joker.
Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil's up there, yeah. St. Patrick says Chicago PD is great, like Halstead's character. I like him, too. He's one of my favorites. But somebody says it's safe to say he doesn't use mirrors in the bedroom. Oh, that guy could never make a porn. So.
He's not acting then. Mm. Although he would be performing, I suppose.
Yeah, I think. I just think that's weird because you do have to. As much as I hate listening to myself, I still have to go back sometimes, especially if I find that, you know, just to make sure my delivery's right, just to make sure that cadence is right. Pacing, things like that. And I'll listen to all the live reads I do, and I listen to the recorded spots. But then every now I'll listen to a segment just to see, am I doing something, you know, repeating myself, things like that. And you got to correct that. I don't like doing it.
Yeah.
But no matter how long I do this job, you have to keep doing that because it's easy to fall into trends where you say the same thing or you repeat a phrase over and over again. And I'm always kind of scared of that. Why is the dog driving a car on your TV?
I don't know. I think he's transferring out of Georgetown, like everybody else.
Well played, sir. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Just kiss me one more time before we're done.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody says you guys should watch Black Klansman with Adam Driver. That was a really good movie. I didn't even realize that was the same guy, though.
It is.
I read that he hid in the green room during the sneak preview premiere red carpet thing.
What a weirdo.
Like, he refused to watch it. God,
I think.
And people are commenting on it like, he removed himself from a situation he didn't feel comfortable in. Mental health is a real thing. I know mental health is a real thing. I mean, but if you're out promoting a movie, you might hear a clip of it. That's how it works.
I mean, it's one thing to not like it. It's another thing to be phobic over it. I mean, my goodness. Well, oh, well. I'm not going to make fun of him, but I don't have to. I don't have to pay any attention to him either. So, J-Rap says, I generally fall right in line with your style of shows, and I've recently watched a show that was utterly captivating. It was a German show called Dark. Didn't you watch that?
I watched Dark.
Yeah.
It's too damn confusing for me. There's too much time travel, and there's too many timelines. There's three different timelines at play in one movie or in one show. It's interesting, but it's too much. I don't want to watch it anymore.
Okay. Justin asked me if I had read his Dark Materials. I have not read the book. The show I did watch, and I would not recommend it to anyone. So, and most of the time, like, I like reading books. Like, after I watched season one of Bad Blood, I downloaded the book that it was based on. And because I like, especially when the books are more historically accurate. I did that with The Irishman, and the book sucked. I don't remember the last time I didn't finish a book. I got about halfway through that, and I said, I'm not wasting another 10 seconds of my life on this. Because it was written by a prosecutor, and he spends like 200 pages talking about a trial. If I were a lawyer, I'd be interested in it, but I wanted to hear about the mafia stuff.
Yeah.
I want to hear people get whacked. And so they did a good job in the movie of taking all that crap out. But there was a lot that was very true to the movie. But the one on Bad Blood, I've just started, and so far it's really good. And it's about, and I've been reading up on the history of that, and it's very accurate. So is that Q or G? I don't even know why I have this up here anymore, because I can't see from this far away. What's up, Q?
Hey, fellas. I got a question for y'all. There's been a lot of talk about how good Macklemore has been for us and stuff. I had totally forgot about this guy, and he was a first-round draft pick. So I got to thinking, what league do y'all think between the NFL and the NBA has the most first-round draft picks that don't actually pan out to end up being busts? And on the flip side of that, what league do you think has more players that are either undrafted or real late draft picks that end up becoming stars?
Well, I mean, there's not real late draft picks in the NBA.
Yeah, there's only two rounds. Yeah.
But I will say that I think there's more players in the NBA draft that never step onto an NBA floor. So to me, that's probably the way I would lean, because there's so many guys that get drafted just so a team can control their rights who don't end up coming to the United States to play, like Euros or players in Turkey or China or whatever, and they just want to control their rights if they decide to come, and then they just never come.
Yeah.
Or if they do, by the time they come, they're used. Who was the guard that the Rockets were so high on forever?
Oh, the guy in Spain?
They were,
Sergio Yule. Yeah.
Oh, wait till Sergio Yule gets here.
Is he still alive?
I don't even know.
He's got to be 57 years old by now.
I don't know what he's doing. But yeah, Ben McLemore had he was a legit All-American type at Kansas. And, He got drafted by Sacramento, where guys go to die. But yeah, that way, he was also in that draft class that's been, I mean, it was a really, really bad draft class. And Giannis has kind of boosted it. It's like Giannis and Rudy Gobert and like Victor Oladipo. Besides that, it's like a bunch of bummy dudes. Anthony Bennett was the first pick in that draft. So it's CJ McCollum's from that draft, I think. There's some decent guys, but I
would have to go look at it.
That was a mostly bust draft, if I recall.
The hit rate on first-round NFL picks, because we went through this early in the season, is roughly 57% that wind up as starters for 3 years is what the number you're looking at. I pretty much guarantee you, without doing any research, that they don't do 57% in the first round of the NBA draft.
Yeah.
So.
Particularly the second round, because that's when they just start throwing things against the wall.
Yeah, yeah. And really, second round picks, I guess, are the equivalent of fifth through seventh round picks in the NFL. And the rosters are smaller, so there's not, you know.
So of that draft, Ben McLemore's draft, which was in 2013, of the 60 players drafted, 9 of them never saw an NBA floor.
Wow.
So I would go NBA. And some of them didn't see a floor for very long. Trust me.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says Major League Baseball is probably the worst of major sports in terms of first rounders.
Well, but Major League Baseball, they at least have a system that guys work their way up through.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit different. Because in the NFL, if you draft a guy and he doesn't make your team, then he's not on your team. It's kind of a...
Yeah, baseball, though, I think they make a lot of mistakes because, to me, it's harder to evaluate guys who are going to be really good. I mean, a kid can pitch 100 miles an hour and turn out to be nothing for us, really. Yeah. But they also, you're drafting high school kids, and some of them who never develop beyond what they are. Or you got college kids who've been using an aluminum bat for 3 years. I just think it's harder. The evaluation process is harder because how do you compare? And I know that's what scouts are for, but it's still, to me, hard to compare. Like, okay, a guy from the Dominican. Like, you're comparing what he did versus a college guy. Somebody asked, Irishman has very high ratings on Netflix. Do you guys think that's accurate? AJ hasn't watched it yet. I thought it was terrific. I understand a lot of the criticism of it. I don't agree with it. I thought it was great, and I'll watch it again. There are some off-putting things like the de-aging stuff.
I've heard that's kind of the biggest issue with the whole show.
But if you just kind of let it go, then don't if you don't worry about that.
Like, why did they feel they needed to do that?
Well,
is it part of the plot?
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Okay,
because it gets spoilerish if I start going into that. But yeah, I liked it a lot, but again, I love mob stuff, and if I only got to watch one genre for the rest of my life, it'd be Italian mob movies. I have a story for you. How old are you now?
39.
Aaron, how old are you?
31.
Okay, you still have 7 years left. AJ, you're dead.
That's about right.
Apparently, Australian scientists have done a study, and the natural lifespan of human beings is only 38 years. But our life expectancy has more than doubled over the centuries, thanks to lifestyle changes and advances in medicine. But we're only hardwired to live 38 years. They developed a genetic clock computer model that they claim can accurately estimate how long different vertebrates are likely to survive, including both living and extinct species. They found the maximum natural lifespan of humans is 38 years.
Hmm.
I kind of feel like I don't like that. Because I'm a little past 38 myself.
You're just barely past it.
No, I'm well past it.
Okay, you're right.
About to be 55.
Well, I mean, listen, you've already proved science wrong, so you're good.
Yeah, I don't know what that means necessarily. In that...
Yeah, it means what it's always meant. You're going to die soon.
Well, I know I'm going to die soon, but now,
so big deal.
According to this, you should be dead already.
Yeah, I'll die too.
Okay. Well, we're all going to die.
Yeah. Shortly after that, Aaron's going to die.
Shortly after? He might live a little bit longer.
He lives a better life than we do. He's a healthier man.
No, not really.
Nah.
I mean...
about that.
Plus, I don't know. He's got no kids. I think that extends your life.
Yeah.
You know?
It already extends them once they grow up and they're out of the house. There's that too.
Because while my salary is probably a little bit higher than Aaron's, I would say my income is probably less because I've got two kids. So he's living the life of a wealthy man.
Probably so. He probably does better than both of us in that regard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're basically kidless now, too.
Well, I still have a few more months of child support.
Okay.
I thought it ended at the 18th birthday, but it doesn't end until I graduate from high school.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Imagine Katie blows her finals and doesn't...
she's already got accepted into Penn State, so she's going to have to finish up. All right.
She drops out.
Yeah, that's... Well, I think at that point I don't have to pay, but...
Oh, okay.
Know.
All right.
Well,
that's
good. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. How did we let you slip away? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about my friends at TGS Insurance, and I'm going to tell you about them because they can save you a boatload of money, and it's super easy to do. That's my favorite part about it. It really literally takes 15 seconds, which is amazing, and all you got to do is send a text message. If you don't know what you're paying for your home insurance, you need to find out because you might be paying too much. Then send a text. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back. Boom. Full quote, excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And we're talking legit savings. The average customer this year has saved over $870 on home insurance. That could be you, man. $870 a year that could go back into your pocket. And you're not going to have to deal with all the hassle, the headache, the back end of it. It's simple. They're going to take care of the back end. You free your mind. You fatten your wallet. One more time. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, a couple other baseball things we didn't get to. The Diamondbacks signing Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, I would have thought that Madison would go somewhere that, and I mean, I guess the guy's won before, so he, maybe winning's not his number one priority. Maybe he just wants a comfortable place and
it's a cool place to live.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, your Rangers going out and trading for a warm bag of spit for Corey Kluber.
Actually, I, if I'm not mistaken, that prospect that they traded was actually a pretty highly regarded one. But yeah, I mean, getting Corey Kluber's a win in my book.
He throws 100 miles an hour.
The guy that they traded.
Yeah, yeah.
But
you know,
he's not Corey Kluber.
Well, that's your usual thing on prospects. He's just a prospect.
Yeah, but that's my usual thing if you're a team that's ready to compete now. The Rangers aren't the Astros. I'm a big believer in, you know, when prospects are good for you, when you don't have a good team. It's good to have a bunch of prospects who are, you know, maybe they can turn into something. But I get the Rangers obviously think that they are going to compete.
I would say they've got a pretty decent five-man rotation now. I mean, they don't have a stud unless Kluber harkens back to his Cy Young days.
Right.
But and they go five deep. Rest of the team, not so much. And your good friend Wade Miley signs a two-year deal with the Reds today.
Well, my good friend Wade Miley, good for him. I mean, it means he turned this opportunity into a little more job security, so good for him.
Yeah, decent payday. Got more than he did last year. I thought that was a good, cheap signing for the Astros last year. They got a lot out of him. He was one of the better pitchers in the American League up until suddenly it turned August and he turned into a pumpkin. But
and I think you may see his innings a little more limited next year.
Yeah, I think that's one thing they're going to need to be careful about. And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's all I got on baseball. Just thought I'd throw those out there for you. And then in an email from somebody who was asking when the text line's going away because they like texting, and apparently they got blocked by Barry and Joel, which I quit blocking people. I just quit reading. Once I recognize your phone number, I quit reading them.
I also quit reading texts.
Well, I've always thought it's nice to have something where people don't have to be on Twitter or Facebook. And so it's not going to be until it'll be early next year, I guess would be the way to put it, but we're going to have, it will take care of that issue in that people who don't want to be on Twitter will have a place where they can comment. And it'll be just as easy as texting, but we'll also eliminate the "you suck, AJ sucks, Aaron's awful, Fred, you suck" contingent. That's because
that's my favorite part.
Yeah, well, I mean, every now and then I like to pull one of these idiots' texts and read it just to make fun of it because it's funny to me. But in general, and And part of the email is like, well, you guys just don't like being called out. Well, first off, I don't think you guys understand the phrase called out. It's kind of like hate. You don't know how to use it. Calling someone out, I mean, I love it when people disagree and have good points. Doesn't mean I'm not going to make fun of them. But hey, that's awesome. But the, you know, the whole, oh, you guys suck, go suck a D. I mean, that's not calling somebody out. That's just being a friggin' moron. So I feel like it will improve the experience for everyone, and especially me, because guess what? That's what I care about. What's easiest for me? I want it all in one place.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. But everybody, it'll be an awesome thing. Just be patient with it. And but I will start phasing out the text line before we launch it, just because I think there's enough ways for people to get in touch with the show now. Soccer Matters tonight. I see Glenn Davis already doing his
Glenn Davis is here.
Yeah, he's got on a, what is that, turquoise? He just posted a video of him talking.
All right.
48 seconds worth. I wonder what he thinks of the Three Monkeys.
I don't know. I don't know that he'll address it.
It's probably not going to come up.
Kind of got an Aquaman look about him.
So, Glenn Davis tonight, and tomorrow we will have Late Hits and the Hall of Fame will be back tomorrow. So, yeah, keep him busy. Glenn had a makeup show yesterday because he missed a show last week.
Yeah.
So Late Hits was on every day last week. And then
I like that show. I like listening on the way. I like listening to Glenn, too. I mean, I don't get to listen to the whole thing. I kind of sorry Patrick's not here today because I'd like him to come on and talk about that party they had. I understand that thing was really good.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
So, but yeah, that's a good show, man. I enjoy those guys, both Jason and Patrick, and you know, very different, obviously, than what you get here, but they do a good job. And I like Glenn Davis, too. That's where I get my soccer fix. I listen to Glenn on the way home. I'm never up out driving when Booker's on.
No.
It's just too late for me.
But they do a good job. Yeah, I hear that. The time I hear their show the most is when I'm in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because I'll go check, make sure everything's going all right with them. But Booker's a big star out there.
But he's a big star everywhere. He was a big star in L.A.
Oh, yeah. He's become very famous.
Yeah, he is. He's probably the most famous person we know.
Probably. Yeah. I don't think I know anybody more famous than him. Well, I mean, I know I've met people probably more famous than him, but that I talk to regularly, probably not.
Yeah, I definitely have met people more famous, but he's a rock star.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. How's your basketball game going over there?
It's not going great. I keep fading Georgetown, and I keep getting punished for it because every time Georgetown plays between each game, they lose another key player, like just transfers out of the program. Yet somehow they keep winning and covering. I don't understand it. Keep costing me money. Yeah. I've lost. I don't know how much money I've lost betting against Georgetown this year, but it's a good amount.
Yeah, I have teams like that in the NFL and college football. There's certain teams that I just don't believe in.
I'm 0-3 against Georgetown this year and well on my way to 0-4, it looks like. So
that's where you got to do a little self-scouting,
I guess. I mean, my numbers are my numbers, though. I don't know what to, I don't know what to do.
Hey, I have a fight story for you.
Okay.
You remember Half Thor Bjornson,
yeah,
the mountain.
Yeah, the mountain.
He is going to fight fellow strongman Eddie Hall.
Okay.
They're apparently two of the strongest men on the planet.
And they're going to fight?
They're going to fight.
All right.
Eddie the Beast Hall won in 2017, and you know, the mountain's won it a bunch more times, but he basically beat him out last time. They've gone head-to-head a bunch. Somebody asked him who would win in a fight, and Hall says, well, it's a bit of a touchy one. We're not best mates, and we don't have to be best mates. We talk to each other. We respect each other. He says, basically, I'd love to fight him. And he said, Thor wanted to fight him.
And they're going to do it.
So it looks like it's going to happen.
What's funny is I know guys who probably weigh 180 pounds that would whoop their asses.
Yeah.
I mean, guys that are that big and strong, they are so slow and so inflexible that a real fight, it's difficult against a guy who's actually trained.
Yeah, well, I mean, these guys aren't, so this is almost like the thing Barstool does with the amateur fights.
Yeah.
If he could use a sword...
Oh, I'd give him a good chance.
I'd watch that, yeah. But neither one of these guys are trained fighters. So...
It's just watching... Well, it's not even watching two famous guys fight, because...
Well, they're famous in the strongman competition.
Hey, that's not famous.
I don't know. A lot of people watch that on TV. That's one of those things that I'll tell you when I watch it.
It's like if two pool players, billiards players, got in a fight, or...
Two grizzly bears without teeth and claws.
Well, no, that's different. I would watch that.
Yeah,
I'd watch two humans fight. I'd actually watch that before I watch any two humans fight.
Well, that's why you got to get on that Animal Fight Night show.
Can you imagine? Oh, man.
Just that video.
Just a bear bludgeoning another bear. Oh, that's good television.
Did you see the video?
That could come on right after The Fatchler.
That show's already been done. You blew it. You had your chance. So, I was going to say, did you see the video of the honey badger and the python fighting?
No.
You need to check that out because I know you like honey badgers.
You know what else I like? Pajamagram. Boom. If you're ready to heat things up this Christmas, Pajamagram's got something for everyone. And whether you're looking for something cozy, maybe that'll put her in the mood. Maybe you're looking for something sexy. Maybe you're not looking for something for your wife. Maybe you need something for your mom or your sister or your daughter. Pajamagram's got something for everyone. You can get matching PJs for Christmas. You want to wake up on Christmas morning and have the cute little picture. Pajamagram's got that. But they've got the Hoodie Footy as well, which has been around for 10 years now. 10 years they've been doing it. And to celebrate, you get $10 off an adult-size Hoodie Footy when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout at pajamagram.com. Of course, you're going to get free gift packaging. Of course, it's guaranteed for life, lifetime guarantee, and then delivery by Christmas, guaranteed. You're risking nothing, and now you get $10 off those Hoodie Footies. Save $10 when you go to pajamagram.com and use the code SAVE10 at checkout. That's pajamagram.com, promo code SAVE10. And again, find something for everybody at pajamagram.com. Remember, tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Guys, the holidays are here, and this year you can give yourself the gift of extra money. How about that? Pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. You can roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but... it's a lot more than 5.95%. You could save thousands in interest depending on how much you've got on there. Plus, there's no fees, no application fees, origination fees, transaction fees. The application is so quick and easy, you can apply it right from your phone. LightStream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, just for the Blitzers, apply to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One final segment to go on a Tuesday. And this is where we wrap things up with a little Hey Man Bleep That. Mr. Hoffman, would you like to go first?
Sure. The politically correct movement has taken another step. One quarter of respondents in a poll believe Santa should be rebranded as female or gender neutral. Many will always think of Father Christmas, a jolly white-bearded fellow with a penchant for wearing red and eating treats. But now we need a modern Santa, Fred.
Well, how will he come down the chimney?
Well, I think he or it will still be able to do all these things. Someone says thinking Santa should be female or gender neutral is no more moronic than thinking he should be male because he's not real.
Huh.
It's a ridiculous argument, but it is now actually an argument. So now that Santa Claus is, you know, living in 2019, there's a possibility that he will be neutered.
Interesting.
And he could just be a magical being that comes down the chimney. Not a man or a woman. Or he could be. Mrs. Claus could have to get her ass to work for once. That's the worst of it, too. People forget Mrs. Claus has been a stay-at-home woman her entire life, living off of Santa. And now everyone's like, oh, woman's not getting enough respect. Well, she could have been helping the whole time. Like, imagine your husband's got to go out and work one night. He's got to stay up all night driving. You don't say, hey, you want me to go out and help you out? I could drive you. You could go down the chimney, and then I'd drive some more. I mean, like, that way you don't get tired.
Don't the reindeer do all the work and the elves the rest of the year?
I don't know.
Why do you think he's so fat?
Well, to that I say, hey, man, that.
All right, Aaron, you're up.
A soccer coach is in danger, I guess, of losing his job, possibly. The school district in New York, Lake George, New York, might take action against a soccer coach because his team had an undefeated season. And then when they lost their first game, to make his players feel better, he took all the boys out to Hooters for dinner. And parents and members of the community are pissed off that he took a bunch of 16, 17, 18-year-old boys to Hooters to eat a meal to cheer them up after losing a game.
I've taken my kids to Hooters.
I went in high school, my own volition.
My kids are, I've got a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old, and after a baseball game, we went to Hooters.
Yeah.
You should lose your job as a parent, apparently.
Yeah. So, all right. For all these parents being so sensitive that they're 16-year-old boys who have seen much worse on the internet.
Are we really clutching pearls about Hooters now?
Apparently.
Yeah, for that I'm saying, hey man, f*** that.
Oh my God, she's wearing a tank top.
All right, well, you know I like UFO conspiracy theories, but I also think there's a time when we go too far. And this is kind of the inception of UFO conspiracy theories.
Okay.
The 2004 USS Nimitz incident is one of the most credible UFO sightings of all time. The Navy actually came out with footage a couple years ago that showed an unidentified flying object admitting
that they didn't know what it was.
However, it's not good enough for top UFO researchers. They've come forward with a new theory that it wasn't a UFO, but a military craft with abilities the likes humans have never seen. And the Navy was covering it up. Well, it's probably more believable than an actual UFO.
Probably.
But if they're lying about this to make people think it was UFOs instead of some really cool weapon that we have, that kind of sucks. I want to see the weapon. So to that I say, hey man, fuck that. Yeah. I had a lot more to get to on that, but we ran out of time. That's okay. We'll be back tomorrow. Good job today, Aaron. Hoffman, you were pretty solid today.
Been worse.
I kind of sucked, but that's every day. Hope everybody has an awesome Tuesday night. Till tomorrow. Stay sportsy, bitches.